The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he has to step away to take calls. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 36-year-old married woman and my husband is 33. We've been married for almost 8 years and he has told me that he regrets getting married so young. I asked him if he needed a break from the marriage and he said no. He told me we could find ways to make our marriage work. So we planned a trip back to our hometown and it didn't work out as planned. We went for Thanksgiving and there was a big game in town, so we barely saw each other. I was busy with my parents and he was out late every night. He came into my parents' home late and I noticed on the third night that his cell phone was off while he slept. I asked him about it the next morning and he said it must have died. But it wasn't dead because I turned it on and back off that same night. After we spent the time in our hometown, his attitude changed. He started posting more pictures on Instagram and he was constantly on his phone, scrolling through social media posts. He also started to get phone calls late in the evening and he would ignore them. I would check the phone when he wasn't around and I could see that he'd always delete the incoming call log. Then over the holidays, a few calls came in and he had to step away to take them. It happened when we had company or we were out, so I couldn't question him or cause a scene. On New Year's Eve, we decided to stay in and have champagne at home. He was distant and he played with his phone all night. At the stroke of midnight, his phone rang and he stepped outside to take the call. He told me he was going to see the fireworks. Should I have confronted him at that moment and ruined the beginning of a new year? What's my husband up to? All right, sis. This is bad. This is really bad. He's really doing too much with all of this. And yes, you should have confronted him at that moment. Who says it would have ruined the beginning of a new year? He's getting phone calls all night, walking away from you to talk. It's like he hasn't even told whoever it is that he's got a wife. You ask Steve and I, what is your husband up to? Well, what do you think he's up to? I mean, what do you think he's doing? I think he's disrespecting you right in your face. face. I mean, you have to say something right then and there when it's happening. He gets called out where the stuff happens. You know, that's when he gets called out, where he's doing it. That's it, period. I get that you don't want to cause a scene. You don't want to let people in your business and all that. But when he's already doing that, he is. He's already doing that when he steps away to take a call. What do you think they're thinking when he does that? The only thing he's trying to hide is who it is. He's definitely not trying to hide the fact that there's someone else he's talking to. Doesn't he get that this is wrong? Doesn't he understand that? Is that what he meant when he said he could find ways to make the marriage work, or you guys could find ways to make the marriage work? It sounds like he thinks you're stupid, because you even asked him before all of this, did he need a break from the marriage, whatever that means. And he said no. I just think, you know, as you can see, these calls and your man are just out of control. You're letting him do whatever he wants to do, and you're not saying anything. I mean, I think it's way past time for you to let him have it. You need to shut it down. Start with this. You got a car. I'm sure you have a car. Well, accidentally on purpose, run over his phone with your car today. Okay. And then when he asks you about it, do what he does. Just get a phone call. Just get on. You heard me. You heard me. Run over his phone with the car. All right. Walk away. Do what he does when he gets a phone call when he asks you. Just walk away. Steve?
Let me just address this last comment that Crazy made in the new year. Just
who you calling
take
crazy?
His phone and run. Who
thank
I'm calling
you, dog.
Crazy?
You calling crazy? You calling me crazy?
Take
don't
his
be
phone
mad because I told her to run over
run
his phone
over
with the car.
Run over it with your car.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you got to run
that?
Over your man's phone with a car,
uh-huh.
The problem ain't the phone. Now,
well,
let's go to the letter. He has
you.
To step away to take calls. Now, this 36-year-old woman is married to a 33-year-old man, and they've been married about 8 years. He made the announcement that he regrets getting married so young. Did the math. He's gotten married at 25. That is young. He has regretted it. He didn't get the full oat sowing season in. He didn't get a lot of stuff out of his system. He didn't get rid of the things he needed to get rid of before he got married. So when he got married, he did like a minister taught me. He found out that the only thing changes the day after you get married is the appearance of your left hand third finger. I asked him if he needed a break from the marriage. He said no. That's because most men don't want to say, let's take a break from the marriage, or don't want to get a divorce or admit to defeat. We just find ways around it. He said he told me he could find ways to make our marriage work. That is the key to this whole letter, because you should have asked, what all did he mean? You should have had a thorough discussion about, you going to find ways to make our marriage work. What you thought he said was he was going to work on the marriage.
Oh.
You interpret it as he said he's going to work on the marriage. You didn't explore, find ways to make our marriage work, even though I regret doing it so long. When I come back, I'll explain the rest of it.
Hold that thought, Steve. Coming up. We'll have part two of Steve's response. Two, he has to step away to take phone calls. That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get back into it at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he has to step away to take calls.
Yeah, he do. The reason he has to step away is because there's no way you need to hear these phone calls. Let's just get with the obvious. Now, you can't get a man at least some credit. At least he's stepping away.
He's trying to be nice, though.
Bruh, because let me tell you something. If he don't step away, he just told you in the letter he was going to find ways to make the marriage work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way he found, you don't need to hear this. Now, he got married at 25.
The more and more I like my answer.
Well, see, but you don't like mine because my answer, the truth. Your answer was filled with speculation and
hearsay. Running over phones and stuff.
A man phone out and tried to run over it with the car. Them ass late response.
Yeah, but you guys know how you are about your phones.
But let's get to the core of what's wrong. The problem ain't the phone. He get new phones, SIM card, all his stuff in the clouds.
He can do all of that.
Yeah, he get new phone by this evening. See, now because you acting funky running over cars, he gonna fix your ass because he gonna get track phone. See, he gonna buy a phone at Walmart and put some minutes on it, and you run over all these you want to.
That's for starters.
See, that's so let's just understand that y'all ain't doing nothing with this phone, and you gonna mess around and gonna see what track phone do. Ain't no clouds for that.
Ain't no tracking.
No, so 36-year-old woman married this boy. They was 25. He told her one day he regrets getting married so young. I asked him if he needed a break from the marriage. He said no. He told me he'd find ways to make our marriage work. What you should have did, like I told you, was talk to him about what all he meant by that. Because what he meant by that, you thought he meant he was going to work on the marriage. No, he going to find some ways to make the marriage work for him. So we planned a trip back to our hometown. Oh, you thought that was it? You thought if y'all went back to the hometown, that was going to fix it? And then she said right away, it didn't work out as planned because that wasn't his plan. See, that was y'all's plan. You said, let's go back to where it all started. Well, where it all started, he was 24. where it all started, he was sowing oats. So you went to Thanksgiving, and there was a big game in town. We barely saw each other. I was busy with my parents. He was laid out every night. He came into my parents' home late, and I noticed the third night that his cell phone was off while he slept. I asked him about it the next morning. He said it must have died. Or he could have used another excuse and says, I turned my phone off to give it some rest.
Thanks.
Stupid.
Because you turn this phone off at night so it can recharge itself.
Whatever.
Get a break. Every now and then, you have to cut your phone off and cut it back on again.
Steve is absolutely
I cut it off
right.
And just left
Shut
it off.
Up, Tommy.
It needed a break because I needed to reset it.
Give me your phone.
So anyway, but it wasn't dead because I turned it back on and off the same night. That's why you used the other lie, fellas. Go with the, I turned it off to reset it. After we spent time in our hometown, his attitude changed. He started posting more pictures on Instagram. He was constantly on his phone scrolling through social media posts. Then he started to get phone calls late in the evening. He would ignore them, but I would check the phone when he wasn't around, and I could see that he'd always delete the incoming call log. My dog.
Your dog.
Well, he's doing all the right things to work on his marriage to save his marriage.
Do you hear yourself?
No, listen to me. I want you all to hear me so you learn how to question your man. When he said he was going to find ways to make our marriage work, you should have asked him exactly what he meant by that. Because it damn sure wasn't a trip back to the hometown. That was part of it. But who was at the hometown at the game is what you didn't know.
That's why he's coming in late.
So now he erasing call logs. You can't track no calls. He ain't got no names listed. Then over the holidays, a few calls came in and he had to step away to take them. And it happened we had company or when we were out, so I couldn't question him or cause a scene.
Yes,
that's where
you're right
being
there.
A little bit polite. Because most women I know would have opened up with, where you going?
Yeah. No matter.
Oh, we'll all be outside taking calls. She'll walk out there with you and listen. So I don't know about them. On New Year's Eve, we decided to stay in and have champagne. He was distant. He played with his phone all night. At the stroke of midnight, his phone rang and he stepped outside to take the call. You don't need to hear him wishing her a happy new year.
Because that's all it was.
Hey,
baby.
I love you. I miss you. Happy New Year. Wish you was here. All that. He working on staying with you. And this is the only way he can do it. Don't you understand?
Wow.
You
should have
asked him what he meant when he said, I'm going to work on making this work. Because he's doing something. Should I have confronted him at that moment of the new year? Yes, you should have. What's my husband up to? You're stupid for asking the question.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, sports talk right after this.
I can't talk right now. Let me call you back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.